888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hey, guys. This is Valerie from Rescue, California.
From Rescue? Like Rescue Me?
Like Rescue Me, please.
Where's Rescue?
We are at the base of the Sierra foothills, about an hour away from Tahoe.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, and what is the strange reason for the name of this place?
You know, I don't really know.
You don't know?
Are there lots of, you know, like, you know, skulls and crossbones?
Yeah. What's so dangerous?
The whole place is there. It's a desert.
You know, I heard that there was a story that some guy was in a situation, either in a fire or he was drowning or something, and then there was a big team that came and rescued him, and that's why they named it Rescue. But don't quote me on that.
So were you born and raised in Rescue?
No. I've only been here a couple of years.
Oh, okay. So You're excused. Anyway, what's going on, Valerie?
Well, thanks for calling.
Yes, see ya. About 6 months ago, I was really ticked off at my husband. And I got into our 1995 Ford F-250 and raced down this country road that we live on and got a bed full of hay because we have some horses. And then I raced back and hit a pothole, and the truck just stopped. I mean, the transmission just stopped. The engine was still going, but the whole transmission just froze up.
What do you mean it said it froze? Did it just like you slammed the brakes on?
No, it just started making this whirring noise.
Yeah, yeah. Remember back now to the first leg of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, by the way, have you patched things up with him?
Oh, yeah.
This didn't help.
No. We're fine. He had to come. We have another Ford F-250, but it's an older one, and he had to come down the road, unload the hay out of the broken truck.
He was just thrilled to do that.
But how did he know you were down there unable to move?
Well, I had my cell phone with me.
So you called him on your cell phone. You said, "Hun."
Not exactly.
And he said, "Who's this?"
I said, "Get your butt down here. I'm
back." And he said, "I'll be right there." 4 hours later, he showed up. So you offloaded the hay onto his truck.
Right.
And then you towed this one yourselves.
Well, we called a tow truck.
And they towed it to your ranch.
To our property, yes.
Well, here's my best guess.
Okay.
How mad were you?
Were you mad at him? Or both?
I was mad at him.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, it may be completely...
Wait, what did he do?
You know, I don't remember.
I'm trying to learn something here.
Oh, I'm hopeless.
He and I were talking about it last night. I said, "What was I mad at you for?" He says, "I don't know." I said, "I don't know either." So,
well, you know, that's a great kind of argument to have, because when you can't remember, it means you can't hold a grudge.
That's right.
That's good. Anyway.
Where were we?
Here's my guess. I think you ruptured one of the transmission cooler lines.
Okay.
There are metal lines that run from the transmission up to the radiator, and there's a coil inside the radiator that allows that hot transmission fluid to get cooled off by the not-quite-so-hot coolant or antifreeze.
Oh, okay.
You probably broke one of these lines. Don't forget, the thing is 1,000 years old. It could have just fallen off. It could have bouncing down the road like you were doing on
she
this.
You did hit a pothole.
You probably hit more than a few potholes. You're probably cursing. God knows what you're doing.
No good.
And you act like you know me.
And maybe you were going a little faster than you should have, and you may have hit something, and just the bouncing may have sheared one of those lines. And while you were driving, you were losing transmission fluid. Until finally you got to the point where you lost enough of it that all that you could get out of the transmission instead of locomotion was a whir.
Right, okay.
So now you may have lunched the transmission, because transmissions don't like to run with very low fluid, and they definitely don't like to run with no fluid.
Right.
Fill it up with transmission fluid. You know, it may take you 5 quarts or so to get some read on how big the leak is.
Okay.
Start the thing up, and you'll see where the leak is. When you see that, shut it off immediately and repair the leak. And you can fix it either by buying a new cooler line from the dealer, or you can just make a line out of rubber hose, at least enough to get you to the repair shop.
Okay.
At that point, fill the thing up with the correct amount of fluid and drive it. If the transmission won't shift, then not only do you need transmission cooler lines, but you need a transmission.
Yeah.
So no one's looked underneath. I mean, it could be that you put a big honking hole in the transmission with that boulder that you didn't tell us about.
My brother-in-law did look underneath it.
Oh, he did?
He said that it looked okay. And he said it could be something that fell off or something loose or something. So maybe it's what you guys
said. Well, it could be. I mean, there's a possibility that somehow or another the thing shifted into neutral. You know, the linkage came disconnected, and the only whirring you're getting is what you'd get if you were in neutral.
Yeah, that's
so
what it sounds like.
Check the fluid.
Okay.
If there's fluid in there, then, you know, it could be that the linkage fell off, and that'd be easy to fix.
Okay.
You know, and bouncing up and down through potholes and hitting boulders, that can do that too.
Yeah.
Just try to keep your emotions in check from now on, Valerie.
I am trying, guys.
All right.
I really am.
Next time, take a pill or something. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 888. 888-